I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's a controversial subject, but in Britain and Ireland, many of us enjoy pineapple on our pizza. Earlier this week, a BBC reporter went around Milan looking to see could he get some. One chef told him it was illegal. So why do Italians get so exercised by it? Do Irish people? Henry McKean went to ask.
What is it you like about the pineapple on your pizza?
I just think it tastes good. Variety is better than just plain.
So you like that sweet pineapple flavour touching the tomato and the cheese and the dough?
Yeah.
And you don't think it's a sin?
No, I'm all for pineapple.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
I don't eat pizza.
Why not?
I hate it. I've never, ever, no, wouldn't even touch it, wouldn't even consider it.
I agree with you. I think it tastes like a donut.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it's like, but I don't like it. So.
Well, Henry, I have got very partial to a local place here that does an absolute fantastic pizza.
Pineapple?
No, absolutely not.
You wouldn't have pineapple on the pizza? You wouldn't have a Hawaiian pizza?
No. No, just cheese.
Just cheese?
Nice
cheese. Just a margarita?
Cheese. Nice margarita is just fabulous.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes, I do.
Freshness and the sweetness.
So you love the freshness and the crispiness from the pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
You don't like pineapple on your pizza. How come?
I don't know. I like it by itself, but I don't think it belongs with tomato sauce and cheese and everything.
So you like pineapple on its own, but you feel it just doesn't belong?
Precisely.
Doesn't belong on a pizza?
No, you need something like pepperoni, maybe chicken and ham, mushrooms, that sort of thing. Not pineapple.
Is it a food crime?
Absolutely.
Tom and Kenny said had a lovely pizza in Bergamo last week, had pears on it. Luca Di Marzio, the owner of Rosa Madre restaurant in Dublin, is already packing his bags to go home after listening to that. So what's wrong with putting a bit of pineapple on a pizza?
Hi, Sean. I don't know. It's just something that doesn't belong to traditional pizza, definitely in Italy. And for my opinion, pineapple is kind of sweet taste, even though some people think that sweet and sour is kind of good, you know, balance of flavor.
Yeah.
And really, it doesn't go for me, you know.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, but in Italy in general, there seems to be a huge resistance. Is it to pineapple particularly, or just changing pizza at all?
Well, guys, you think about it. You are very proud as an Irish country in the local sourcing local ingredients. That's something, you know, you make yourself proud. So, as an Italian, you tell me what has to do pineapple with the ingredients of pizza. So pineapple is something that you find usually in South America. So it's been imported, and most of the time, you know, is not in the right season to cook it with the pizza. Let's say like that, you know, let's be very, very technical about it. But most of all, there are some tradition in Italy that they stand since really, really long time. So for example, for me, pizza is a kind of memories of my young age. You know, you go to school and you buy a slice. In Italy, you are able to buy a slice of pizza for €1, you know. So you get to grow up with those traditions, and why would you destroy these memories with a slice of pineapple on top? So,
yeah. Okay.
But then I respect everyone, you know, the different tastes. Different tastes.
No, you don't.
Different
no, you different. Don't. You're totally saying you don't respect them. You're saying they're savages, that's Luca. That's what you're saying. Anchovies, though, then anchovies belong on a pizza.
Oh, anchovies. See, they're amazing on the pizza. There is.
But they don't come from, they could come from God knows
where. No, anchovies, they're Italian. And then they've been fished in the north of Spain as well, in the Cantabrian area. But in Italy, there's a huge tradition with anchovies, all part of Sicily and Calabria. They are famous for their anchovies, you know. So, in fact, the pizza napoletana, it's the pizza with anchovies and mozzarella.
Yeah. Now, is it then not acceptable? You have to stick within the traditional recipes for pizza. Now, I assume it varies in different parts of the country.
Varies, yeah, exactly.
But innovation is just a no-no.
No, innovation is always good. And lately it's been gourmet pizza, you know, with different ingredients, which is seasonal produce, you know, depends on the season. You can find different vegetables on top or different kind of... I've seen even pizza with meatballs, you know. So there are some ingredients that are very interesting, you know, to try the combination. And it goes very well with try. It goes together with the fine dining. There is also the gourmet pizza, which is include fancy ingredients. But, you know, by saying that, this makes sense because you follow the seasonal kind of aspect of the ingredients and it's beautiful. But just throw some slice of pineapple on top of pizza just because you think it's a balance of flavor, I don't think is the right thing. But again, it's just...
Apparently, the person who first did this was Greek.
Greek.
Apparently it was in Greece.
I tell you one thing. First time I went to work in Barcelona in hotel, I went in the staff room and they say lunch is served. And I still remember it was a lovely pasta, cold pasta. And inside, as you mentioned before, was grapes. Pears. Grapes, pears. Well, I didn't know what to do there. You know what I mean? Should I eat this as a dessert or as a starter? Yeah. But in Spain, it's common to mix fruits with pasta, you know, cold.
Okay. That's so interesting.
As I say to you, everywhere is different. You know, you need to be very open-minded, you know, I am. But, you know, if you ask me what you like, I don't like pineapple on pizza, you know.
Yeah. And everyone should have a personal thing, but maybe when it comes to food cuisine in Italy, maybe people are a little bit narrow-minded.
Yeah,
there?
No, absolutely no. But I would always say we are the country that is think always less is more. For a reason, you know, in Italy we have such a beautiful produce, you know, they don't need too much preparation. They are good as they are, you know, because it's a beautiful country with lots of sun. So you eat the tomatoes straight from your farm and you put a little bit of garlic and fresh basil and that's a dish done. You know, Then if you want to go a little bit fancy, you grate a bit of Parmesan cheese, but that's, you know, as much as you can go. With three ingredients, you made a food that is absolutely outstanding. I remember my wife, she fell in love for me because one night we went for a party. I said, let's go to my apartment. I was living in Temple Bar. So I went, all my colleagues, I cooked a little pasta with tomato sauce because we call it a midnight pasta. When you don't have anything to cook in the fridge, you just throw garlic, spaghetti, and if you have some tomatoes. Otherwise, even garlic and oil, that's it. She fell in love. And she's still with me.
She's still with you.
I'm really impressed there just with three ingredients, guys. Yeah. You find me a cuisine that could do this.
That's your pickup technique then.
Less is more.
Yeah. How about somebody wants to know rocket goat's cheese and honey on the pizza?
My God, look, I've seen that and it's not the worst. It's not the worst. In Italy, we have one dish that mine is in the north.
Yeah.
Okay. It was gorgonzola and pear risotto.
Okay.
You know? So that's as much I can go.
Oh, so there is,
I think there is, you know, but it's certain reason in the north. For me, they're kind of weird the way they cook, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen that, you know, it's not particularly popular for me because I try to do it in the restaurant sometimes. But doesn't really work with the
have you tried that in the restaurant that you've tried to make things and then you kind of get sick in your own mouth thinking about it?
But
you know.
You sometimes you want to be creative and things, but then you try and it's no.
Brian and Don Drum says, how about sardines and marmalade on pizza?
God, who's this guy? That's mental.
Rosa Madre restaurant in Temple Bar, Brian and Dundrum, never darken the door of that establishment. I think that run you out of it. Luca, thanks a million for coming into
us today. Thank you, guys. Pleasure as always.
That was Luca DiMarzio there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.